And then I looked them up online. I was like, oh, okay, like, I know who this person is. And they look very different online than they do in person because they blew right past me. And like, I went downstairs. I was literally the only person at the door. Like, it's as if they went another way and I just didn't see them. But, or maybe I just looked at my phone and whatever. But I remember texting my boss. I was like, hey, man, I haven't seen them come in yet. Don't start the screening yet. He's like, dude, they're here. Do you not recognize them? What's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm sorry.
Have you ever, I don't know, done any let's say missteps there where you may have, I don't know,
missteps.
like I said, you know, drop a water bottle on a control board or something around that equipment in post?
I'm terrified of that equipment. mostly because, I mean, whenever we're in a color review, you know, the colorist has all their settings and I sit in the back, you know, but I also, when I'm walking up, I'm just like, I will never have my backpack on my back because I don't want to turn and then hit someone, or heaven forbid, hit the system and then ruin things. Or I don't want to, I'm like overly cautious sometimes when I'm in those predicaments.
It's probably better to be overcautious. Thank you so much for talking with me, Alexei Krasovsky. It's been great. Post-production coordinator for Marvel.
Thanks for having me. Great to talk to you, man.
It's great to talk to you. We'll have to catch up again sometime.
Sounds great, man. You take care of yourself, okay?
You too. This has been another episode of Times Like Now, which you can find past episodes wherever you get your shows, Times Like Now. Thank you to the letter J, Cody Robertson, for original music. I can be reached at trevor@timeslikenow.com. Tune in next time to Times Like Now.
My name's Joseph Gallivan, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is photographer Kelly Connell. Her show, Double Life, 20 Years, is on now at Blue Sky Gallery in Old Town, and it runs through July 30th. Thanks very much for doing Art Focus by Zoom, Kelly.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So you're based in Chicago, and that's why we're Zooming. But your show, I'd say it's a must-see because it's that kind of blue sky, pictures of people. They're not quite portraits. They're always two people. It's called Double Life because you're looking at pictures of two women having a relationship, different things they get up to, sort of dates, arguments, chores, household stuff, you know, washing the hair. These are color photos, but what confused me was I thought I was looking at two different women. So from the beginning, I thought, oh, okay, it's two women who kind of look the same, their hair changes a bit. But just tell us, like, what's the big reveal right from the beginning?
You're absolutely right. When you walk into the gallery at Blue Sky, you see what appears to be two women in a relationship. And once you get to maybe the fourth or fifth picture, you might think, wait a minute, is this really the same person? They look a lot alike. And then you'll realize that it's really the same one person seen twice in each image. So to make this work, I work with a model. Her name is Kiba Jacobson, and I've worked with her for more than 20 years. She lives in Denton, Texas. And how we make the work is I set a medium format camera on a tripod. She'll be one character and I'll be the other character in a scene. and I set my camera on self time. We take several pictures with her wearing one outfit, me wearing the other, and then we swap places, swap characters, act out the scene again. And then from those images that I've taken, I decide which image will look, which figure on the left will look great with the figure on the right. And then in Photoshop, I make a composite, erasing myself and putting two of her together in each scene. What I like about working this way, where the same one person plays both roles in a relationship, is, well, several things. On one hand, it can be read as a two people in a relationship. And for me, that kind of shows us that in the different relationships we're in with a partner or a parent or a sibling or anyone we come across, we kind of take on different personalities or different sides of ourselves show up depending on who we're with. So that's one element of this project. But on another important element is the different sides of the self that are allowed to be played out, with her being able to play both sides. So in that way, she can play a more feminine side of the self, a more masculine side of the self, a more aggressive sometimes, or shy, or she has much more of a range and a fluidity to who she is by taking on all of the roles in these relationships.
Let's look at the picture called Picnic. It's the two women are lying on their backs on a quilt. It looks like they have a Judy Chicago book open, if I'm not wrong. They have the Polaroid camera, some kettle chips, a brand we all know here in Oregon. There's another book and a pair of sandals. So they're both lying down, looking up at the sky. They're in dappled sunlight. Which sides of the personality, or what kind of drama perhaps, are you trying to capture with this picture?
They're pretty much both at peace or just enjoying themselves. So they're pretty much on the same page, both relaxed, both enjoying the day. One of them is wearing a white t-shirt and shorts. The other one's wearing a dress. So there's a slight difference between more feminine dress or masculine dress, you might say. But for the most part, the drama isn't high drama. This is an image where they're both just kind of together enjoying one another. In other pictures of mine, like Kitchen Tension, for example, maybe we can talk about that one next. The figures are standing in a kitchen, and it appears that they have just gotten into a fight, or a fight is about to happen. The silence is almost tangible in the air, and there's a lot of tension between the two characters. So I think this image shows much more of a heightened drama between the characters and the roles that they're playing. So for me, the emotional level or emotional tone, when I can vary that range from image to image, just like our own relationships we go through in real life, change and go through moments of comfortability to moments of discord or disconnect, or even disagreements that we go through, all are reflected in the series.
In this kitchen one, one woman has her hand on the tap, but it's twisted behind her. She's turning to look at the other woman, who is looking away. But you've got the woman who's looking away, she's lower and more in the foreground, but the light is shining in her face, and yet they're both backlit, like a lot of your photos, by the kitchen window with the blind. So how did you do that?
Most of my photographs are made using available light. So for this image, there was a door to the outside, a kitchen door actually, that opened to the backyard. So we opened that up to make sure that the woman in the foreground had much more light on her face. And then the rest of the scene goes into more of a darkness to create that tone from light to dark that you read across the image. There's only a few images in my series where I've brought extra lights. I think for me, using available light helps these images to look believable. and to look less like fashion shoots or cinematic shots, even though the work is very cinematic, but it helps the believability so that people might think that this is a documented moment between two people.
And I like that the stainless steel colander is behind the foreground woman's cheek. You haven't like edited that out. You know, you don't, odd sort of things that photographers are told to avoid, you don't really go for that. There's like bananas in the air hanging in a copper mesh basket. You sort of leave it, I guess it's realism. And then the woman in the foreground, her skin is like very real. She's not made up, and you can see the quality of her skin. Is that something you consciously work on?
Yeah, for sure. So I do want the scene itself to look believable, like everyday life, as messy as it might be. So the dishes in the background in this image, or the bananas that are overripe, all of those things are left in the scene. Sometimes I do clean things up. I'm much more of a minimalist in my photographs, so we do sometimes make sure that things aren't too distracting, especially if we have clothing options where there's text on clothing. I usually will have her change clothes and we'll put on more solid shirts or things that won't draw too much attention to a brand. But other than that, I'm really interested in this reflecting what could happen in everyday life. And then as far as my model's makeup, we do put on some makeup and jewelry, but for the most part, like here in this image, it looks like it's first thing in the morning. She might have had makeup on the day before, and there's a little bit of makeup still on her eyes that was just probably from not being washed off from the night before, and it looks believable. So it's not overly styled, and we do all the styling ourselves. And, both of us don't have training as makeup artists. We're both photographers.
Sorry, the model is a photographer too?
Yes, she is. So we both met when we were in a photography class years ago together at the University of North Texas. She was a year ahead of me in school, and we knew each other because we were in a circle of photographers back then. We were both really young, you know, in undergraduate school. And then years later, I started this project, and Kiba still made images, but then eventually she became a high school art teacher. So she teaches art now. And the great thing about working with her is she's very comfortable in her skin. She will act out any scenario that we're interested in taking on that day. And then she's really good working with multiple people as stand-ins. So like I described before, I am often a stand-in for the second figure. But if there's someone new, like someone that just happened to be on location where we're shooting, she's very comfortable acting out a scene with someone she just meets. So that really helps for me to be able to work with her as an actor. But another thing that makes it really great about working with Kiba is that she does have that background in photography. So she understands the frame that I'm looking through. I often will let her look through the viewfinder so she can see the edges of the frame and what we're working with. She understands lighting, and oftentimes I will send her some of the sketches ahead of time that I'm thinking about, or some of the collages, the hand-cut collages that I've made after we've shot, to get her input on which ones she prefers.
In Windowsill, the two women are sitting in, I don't know, like the foreground is completely black and they're sort of by the ocean, I think, and they're both leaning against the angle of a rectangular window frame. It's almost like a window seat. It could be like in a castle or something. It's stone. And then there's overgrowth of like some kind of trailing plant on the right. And they both have one leg up and one knee up prominently. And they're staring at each other. The one on the right has her arms folded. The other has her hands in her lap. Actually, it's not the ocean. It looks like fields in the background. It must have been very hard to shoot because of the light contrast, the bright sun and then the dark room.
Yeah, so this one was actually an abandoned army barrack that we came across in Texas. And I really loved how this large window frame, without a window actually, it's just open air, allowed for this ledge for the two of them to crawl up on, sit, lean against, and this frame of vines that can kind of frame the scene with them. So it appears that they're having a long conversation. You get the sense that they've been sitting there for a long time. It was a little challenging because the fields in the background are in the sunlight, and inside the army barrack where we were shooting, there was no electricity and it's completely black. So I did have to meter the scene properly to make sure that the details came out. The most challenging part for this image, though, was the compositing, because the legs, if you were to see this image in the gallery in person, the legs of the woman on the right are in the foreground, and they way that they overlap with the one on the left, they look like a believable scene, but when I shot them, it was a little bit challenging to have these work in Photoshop when I'm compositing the two separate figures together.
My name is Joseph Gallivan. You're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is photographer Kelly Donnell. Her show Double Life, 20 Years is on now at Blue Sky Gallery through July 30th. Is the goal of this exhibition, because I know you use the images, more images in a book, is this exhibition to give a kind of life cycle of two women having a relationship?
Yes, and in many ways it is. So the work does depict images that range from being made in 2002 all the way through 2020. So the image we talked about at the very beginning, Picnic, and then Kitchen Tension, those were both made in 2002. And then two of the later images that I can talk about, one is called On Second Thought, and then the other's Embrace, were made in 2019 and 2020. So the show does show a range of work as these characters are living their lives. I don't really see this as one relationship between two women. It's more like moments of someone's life that can be depicted throughout time, but I can see how they would be read that way. There, in other words, there's not really a figure A, a figure B that I'm following. They're kind of interchangeable. And I get inspiration to make these images based on my own life experience and what's going on in my own relationships with many people. And then I also get inspiration from reading books, watching movies, reading fiction, sometimes watching people in a restaurant talk, and then that will prompt me to want to make a picture. In this picture, in one of the pictures in the gallery entitled Second Thought, it has the two women out on a balcony. In the background, there are large downtown buildings that are from downtown Chicago. This was actually photographed at a balcony at the Aqua Blue Hotel downtown. Both women are wearing warmer clothes, and one woman is looking away as we just see the back of the other woman. We can't see her face at all. But there does seem to be some discord here. And what's different, what's evolved over time, is that the scenes have changed. So the image we just talked about showing that Texas landscape, this one, many of the later images, I allow Chicago itself and the house that I live in here and many locations in Chicago to have a larger voice in the work. And then also the scenarios have changed over time. So when I was first making the work with Kiba, I was exploring with my own relationships. So those earlier images might show two people when they're first meeting, flirting, going out on dates, maybe playing pool in a bar or drinking beer, the first stages of a relationship. And then these later images are showing what might appear to be someone or two people in a long-term relationship, and the scenarios have changed. So they might be renovating a house, drinking wine early, going to bed early, just as I'm no longer in my 20s. I'm almost 50 now, so things have changed in my life as well. So the images kind of mirror that.
Just tell the listeners a bit about how you make these collages. So you make a print version and cut them up with scissors just as a kind of sketch, is that right?
Well, when I started this work in 2002, I was actually shooting film. So once I could do it with film or digitally. But back then when I was shooting film, I would make contact sheets in the darkroom from the film. And then I would cut up my contact sheets and make these hand cut collages to figure out which figure on the left would work well with the one on the right. And sometimes there's several that will work and sometimes none will work because something was off with the way that they're standing or the angle, or, you know, something just won't look believable and I'll need to reshoot. Now I do digital collages usually. Sometimes I'll print them out because I actually do prefer to hand cut and be able to look at things by hand instead of looking at the computer. And I would say that part of the process is the most fun for me because we don't really know what's going to work until I do those collages. And that's the only time that I can tell that an image has worked. And if I do have more than one to choose from, because oftentimes for one scene, there's two or three possibilities, I always choose the one that the emotional tone is one that just hits you a little bit harder, or is something that I haven't shown in the body of work, because over time it is hard not to hit the same note over and over. But I'm less interested in work that's about the Photoshop skills as a technique. I'm more interested in the emotional range in the work, in the mm-hmm. tone that's set.
So you're not afraid of showing somebody's back. So a lot of these, the women have the towels on their hair in the bathroom, mm-hmm. you're looking at their backs, or is there some value in are you avoiding eye contact at that point?
That's a good question. So yeah, when we look at this work, no matter what image it is, these two figures never meet the gaze of the viewer. They are in their own world. It's almost like we're watching a movie of them. And in movies, they don't, you know, directly make eye contact unless the narrator is doing that thing where they make the eye contact and start talking to us as an audience. So yes, we're watching their lives unfold, but they're not aware of us. And their gaze doesn't ever meet us. So that is an important aspect of this work. My newest body of work entitled Pictures for Karis is not made via Photoshop, and it's actually photographs of my wife, Betsy, and they're all made out in the West in California. But it was a challenge for me moving from this work to photographing a single subject. And when I'm photographing a single subject, my choices are they either make eye contact with the camera, like through the camera to the viewer, or they can look away and we're looking at someone as they're, you know, looking away. So that was a big challenge for me, because in this work here, I never have to think about the implications of the gaze or the viewers and their, you know, eye contact with the subject in the frame.
What about eye contact between the two women?
Right. So there are some images like windowsill where they're directly making eye contact. And that, you know, it feels like they're in a long conversation and they're really connected with one another. The image that you mentioned with the towels on their head, you see two women, both with pink towels wrapped on their head after a shower. And one woman is looking at the other, but they're both turned away from the camera. So it's as if someone, the one figure turned away, the other one is, you know, looking towards her, but they're in between a conversation, perhaps after some kind of difficult conversation has happened. And part of this is just me wanting to show multiple sides of a relationship, but also multiple sides of the human body as it changes over time. I think in art, we're used to seeing women in their 20s depicted in art, but we don't have that many examples of women in their late 40s or 50s or even 60s. So for me, it's really important that there's a wide representation of her body and to show the body from, you know, all sides, her face from in silhouette or in profile, not just to have her frontally presented towards the camera at all times.
And then quickly, there is one called Howdy Doody, I think. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Where they're at a payphone, like outside a bodega kind of thing. And one is on the phone, the other one is like leaning back, sort of squinting and like, I don't know, maybe disapprovingly or just staying out of the bright lights and leaning back. And she's wearing those denim skirts made out of cut-up jeans.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it looks vintage now, right? And the other one's wearing baggy jeans. So this must have been taken a while back. And then there's another one of a, they're at a fair and there's a beautifully lit Ferris wheel behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Just say something briefly about these two images.
Yeah, so at the Howdy Doody, it's pretty funny to me now because this image was edited out for me because I thought the fashion was so bad. But now I really love that she's wearing a skirt made of torn up jeans. And I love that there's a payphone in this image because this was made at a time when that payphone actually worked in, you know, 2006, I think this image is from. But I'm sure if I went by this convenience store where this image was made that the phone is probably not there any longer or doesn't work. But this image was made thinking about the idea of them being stranded and their car not working and them being in the hot Texas sun with one of them having to make a call to get a tow and the other one, you know, really hot and just bothered by the whole situation. And then the carnival image you mentioned, that image is not in the Blue Sky Gallery show, but it's actually the cover of the book, the Double Life book that is a monograph of the work. And that image is made at a carnival right at sunset. It's also one of the few images that wasn't planned. Most of my images, I think about the location, I think about the clothing we're gonna wear, the time of day, and everything is highly choreographed, even though it doesn't look like it would be. But carnival, we were driving from one location to another, and we happened to pass this small town carnival in a mall parking lot. And immediately I pulled over and made that image work as the sun was setting with the carnival in the background.
Can you do one of these in a day if you wanted to?
Yeah. So because we live in different cities, our shooting process, how that works is we usually shoot 3 to 5 scenes within a day. And we do all the shooting then. And then after Kiba flies back from Chicago to Texas, or I come back from there, then I will work on all the post-production work to figure out which ones will work. So sometimes we have to reshoot, but most of the time we try to get at least 4 or 5 scenes photographed in a day since we don't live in the same town.
Well, it's beautiful work. And if people go to Blue Sky, they can see the book. They have it out there, and the book has a lot more images in. It's really worth a look. My name is Joseph Gallivan. You've been listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week was photographer Kelly Connell. Her show, Double Life 20 Years, is on now at Blue Sky Gallery in Old Town through July 30th. Thanks very much for doing Art Focus by Zoom, Kelly.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
Andy walking, Andy tired, Andy take a little snooze. Tie him up when he fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about blue, what a jolly boring thing to do.
Andy, whoa, whoa, that's a scream, hang him on my wall.